I understand that. I understand that. I've assembled a 3D printer, and that had plenty of little parts in it, and a little frustration here and there, but you just do it step by step, piece by piece, and just follow along, and you'll get it done. It just takes time. Those aren't designed to sit down and necessarily do it all at one time. Sometimes it's better just to do a little bit here, a little bit there, but stay with it enough that you stay fresh, you know. Don't go away for a week or something like that and then try to come back to it because you're just not going to remember exactly where you left off at it. How did you make out with the servo motor issue that you had on that conveyor hanging up? Did you figure that one out?
I did. I got it working. I don't know exactly. I did swap out a servo motor. I had another 360-degree motor that was in, I bought a second kit that has all these parts in it, what they call their cyber brick kit, so I had an extra one there. So I swapped that out, and I also swapped out one section of the conveyor belt. And then why I had it apart again, I greased the heck out of all of the gears and rollers and things in there. And I worked it by hand, and it seemed to work, at least the motion of it, without the motor connected, seemed to move much more smoothly. So that seemed to work out. So I ended up having to basically rebuild the conveyors portion, the belts portion of these two front conveyors, and they join together. They got three gears that join the left side to the right side, and you got one servo motor that runs that entire belt. And then there's an L-shaped server or a belt system in the back of the game that is also run by one servo motor. But don't know. I mean, the servo motor by itself seemed to work fine, but I switched them out. I redid one part of the belt. And then some other gears, once I got other parts apart, that seemed to be a little loose. I don't know if that was just by chance. I mean, it runs off in its own motors. But everything worked. I let it run for about 10 minutes nonstop. It never slowed down and never stopped. And before it would run maybe 20, 30 seconds, and it would slow and then just stop. And you'd have to give it a push to get it started again. And I ran it for 10 minutes, and it seemed to work fine. So that was my next thing. I hadn't replaced that, and I hadn't replaced the belt on the right side, and that seemed to correct it.